Yesterday, the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission held a public forum on transportation improvements in Benton and Washington County, spanning the next 3 years. Ozarks at-large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with one of the planners and provides a roads report.
Morning and evening rush hour traffic on Benton and Washington County's highways, bypasses, and streets perennially challenge city and county officials for a fix. To that end, they look to the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission, which serves the municipalities of Benton, Madison, and Washington counties as a designated metropolitan planning organization for multimodal, that's different kinds of transportation, in the Fayetteville-Springdale-Rogers metropolitan area. Working with both the federal and state highway transportation departments, the commission determines transportation needs and funding priorities for highways and transit listed under its current long-range 2035 plan. The commission welcomes public input, so this week, NARPC held a public forum to assess its draft 3-year transportation improvement plan. Jeff Hawkins is director of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission. It says the top action item is a western section of Highway 412 bypass that will arc over congested Springdale.
It is one of the projects that would be done and started within 3 years if the half-cent statewide sales tax passes this November. That is a project 540 widening, 412, and 2 lanes of the Bella Vista bypass. Those are 3 projects that would be part of the November sales tax election if that passes.
In preparation for that section of the 412 project, nearly 100 parcels of private property have been purchased west of I-540, which will connect to Airport Access Road, Highway 112, another project on the list.
We recently had some public involvement meetings, kickoff meeting about 2 weeks ago, to study the 112 corridor from Fayetteville all the way, northern Fayetteville all the way up to southern Bentonville. And it would be, the study is to see if what kind of pressure that can take off 540 and the north-south traffic movements as well. And that's a long-term project that's way on out there.
Fayetteville grew nearly 27% since 2000, and Springdale by a whopping 52%. Again, according to the 2010 census, and planners have long anticipated the need for an eastern corridor running up from Fayetteville to Rogers along Highway 265.
We call that the eastern north-south corridor. And the improvement program recommends in 2013 that a $5 million contract would be let to make improvements on 265. Part of it, as you know, are already under construction on down into 2015. There's another 3.8 miles proposed.
Because it's so difficult to get across town, such north-south byways will help to ease traffic, Jeff Hawkins says. Now, if you've driven on Interstate I-540, you've seen major construction going on.
There's 2 different projects going on right now. There's of course, the median barrier. That's a little over $5 million. It's a safety project. It won't necessarily reduce the number of accidents, but it'll certainly reduce the deaths. The other project, of course, is widening to 6-lane, that section from 6th to Weddington.
Also in the 3-year plan are 9 I-540 interchange expansions to ease those frustrating bottlenecks during rush hour.
Those interchanges need to be improved prior to any widening anyway. All of the improvements would be completed as part of, again, the half-cent tax. That would 6-lane 540 all the way from South Fayetteville to Bella Vista, or to northern Bentonville.
Another highway project is a road that snakes up from northwest Fayetteville to Tinytown, also a major route for locals to XNA. Transit projects, specifically the Ozark Regional Transit and Razorback Transit, are part of the 3-year plan, including funds identified for operating assistance, preventive maintenance, and paratransit.
For this coming year, there'll be $2,120,000. Next year, because the urbanized area went over 200,000, the formula changes, the amount of money changes, we will receive about $417,000 more in 2013 funds than we receive in 2012 funds.
And even more money to improve roads will come available depending on if Arkansas voters pass that half-cent statewide sales tax at the polls this November. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
A public comments period runs through August 14th, and written comments are encouraged. The three-year transportation improvement planning documents are posted at nwarpc.org.